Joseph Joffe is the editor-in-chief of Die Zeit, the German newspaper, and he's following the Bush visit to Germany from his offices in Hamburg. Joseph Joffe, do the protesters in the streets of Berlin today reflect the sentiments of broader German public opinion about the U.S.?
Yes and no, but mainly no. The protesters are a motley bunch of extreme left, extreme right, and anti-globalizers in the middle. Those people that are familiar, have been a familiar sight in Seattle and Prague and Genoa, etc. Let's talk about the more considered opinion. And there, I think the opinion that spans the chattering classes all the way into the government is a worry that the United States has become too big for its britches. It is no longer counterbalanced by another power, the Soviet Union. It is not respecting international treaties. It is, to use the most famous and most often used catchword, unilateralist.
Mm-hmm. With President Bush now visiting Germany, is there any possibility, do you think, at all, of once again an American president giving a speech somewhere in Europe, this time in Germany, that somehow restores European confidence in American aims?
That's hard to do because underneath all that shifting ground that's marked by those violent protesters in Berlin on the one side and friendly governments on the other is a serious and growing imbalance of power. Let me just give you one example. The United States, let's say total defense spending in the world, somebody has calculated, is $750 billion per year. Out of that, the United States spends $384, which means the United States spends more on defense than all of the rest of the world combined. That is an incredible power gap. And it's power that is no longer counterbalanced by somebody else like the Soviet Union. So the United States is perceived as this, not a T-Rex, but more like a rogue elephant that is now running a lot freer than in the decades past. And one has to watch out for that elephant and ideally try to constrain him in one way or another, the way the Lilliputians constrained Gulliver.
And yet, while it may not be reflected in defense spending, by other measures, by economic measures, say, Europe today should be much more confident in itself. This is the increasingly integrating European Union that the president is visiting.
I think I disagree here. It is true that if you take sheer numbers and add them together, then the European economy is even larger than the American economy. European population is larger than the American population. Indeed, the Europeans, if you count soldiers, men under arms, they have more than the United States. Having said that, I have to add that the sum is less than the whole is less than the sum of its parts, because it's a bunch of 20, 30 European nations that are not subject to one single will. So that cuts into Europe's weight. Second point is, there's a sense that Europe has lost its dynamism. Somehow the dynamics of the global economy have shifted to the United States. So there's a sense also of, if you wish, a kind of sense of inferiority vis-a-vis the United States on all fronts, from the economic to the military. And let me add, on the cultural front too, the United States' soft power is even more overwhelming than its hard power.
Well, Joseph Joffe, thank you very much for speaking with us once again.
Okay, thanks.
Joseph Joffe is the editor-in-chief of the German paper Die Zeit, and he spoke to us from his offices in Hamburg.